your story. Your own opinion flatters me, but I say, now look, do nothing about that, or you're going to do things better.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I have not talked to a man about what position in life that has led you to run.
Well, I noticed that the Sunday they've got this thing a little bit alive again. The night before last, they came out here in the local paper, The Sun, the World Television Sun. None of these got a hope. And as much as I disavowed all this nonsense that was happening here, this was merely Republicans that managed to do the Democrats. They used to put me in the Democrats, and I think most Democrats are going to. Now apparently I'm a Republican.
Well, I'll tell you, if I hit something here, this morning I rode out here with a taxi cab.
Yeah.
And I got to go to the taxi driver. And he just gave me my life. And now he thought about it. But he said, well, I'm not happy about what I'm going to do. And I said, well, thank you.
August the bill was.
President or Vice President? You sure it wasn't Mintner, Brad Shaw Mintner? Mintner, M-I-N-T-E-N-E-R. He's Vice President and has many of those things come under.
I wish I'd bought the list out here, but I didn't. Then they put Mr. Club up in front of
the British Club. Yes, I know. Programs of the government were lousy, that we didn't get more than 10 cents worth of good out of every dollar spent. He just said they were terrible and badly run, and everything else. I remember that. But the point was that then, even then, a year and a half ago, the magazines were showing an interest in the whole subject. And I think you will, a committee like this ought to develop a great deal of power and influence along the line. If a big dam is built for the single purpose of
water conservation, that is of preventing flood prevention, and therefore which means holding it back and letting it out at the right time, then I don't see why a big dam isn't a good thing. What I don't understand is how you make
it.
Yeah.
If you don't hold back yourself,
yeah,
you make the biggest dam.
It'll gradually silt up.
It'll silt up. Now you've got to go to your head water.
That's right, I agree with that.
And now another thing this lady goes through it. Down here in Pennsylvania, this Brandywine.
Yeah. Brandywine Creek, yeah.
They've done a good job.
Have they?
They're a fine job. Now they're going to write that up. And they're going to send it to all the members. And then over here in Ohio,
oh, yeah.
And it's been a wonderful job. And that's the basis of the government. Next week, Randolph Pastor is going to be in Houston. And I'm going to take you over the Colorado River project in Texas. They've done a pretty good job on the Colorado River.
Does that flow directly into the Gulf? Well, I'll tell you, this is what I see about my brother. My brother is halfway between you and the real particular phases of it, in timber resources, in water, so on. He deals with all of them, and so much that he becomes a well-informed man on all these things, and along with it has this power of expression. He makes up dumb. Well, now, therefore, since it's his business to stay in all the time, because he's running a land grant college, he's far from the subject, you see. He's always got, therefore, it's really in his head, more necessary to get up his nest top, you see. And make it that. Well, Milton will not move to Penn State until the 1st of July. And then his official inauguration on here will be about the 5th of October, to which I will go. Then I go to Pittsburgh on the 19th of October. And then I've got one other date I know already. This, I'm gonna have to tell these people I just don't see a chance of the devil in going out to Detroit. As a matter of fact, I turned down one Detroit, some other Detroit thing for this fall. I forget what it is. But my calendar is... Well, I personally think it could. I mean, I don't see where it wouldn't be a very fine thing for him to do just after he has gone to Penn State or just after he's been inaugurated. And it's the kind of thing that he believes in so well and is so well informed.
I could say this to Fairfield, and it is to me, I can tell you, so it's possible for you to make it come. But I thought maybe your brother might make it. So that would be a fine thing.
Yeah, well, he probably knows my brother, and he could wire to Milton and just say, won't you take this on?
So you feel that you can't make it.
Oh.
Like you just got to go with what the school teacher said.
Oh, good. All of them, several of them I see, should be placed on a statewide basis. You limit it to several counties.
Yeah. We give it that consideration.
Did you have any school that was, bitter against it?
No.
No,
there were two that that one thing that I've seen kind of bothers me is had no criticism of the thing
Here's a fellow that is in Fairfield County, really gave you a Fairfield, Texas, Freestone County. God, he really gave you an analysis. I want to do something program going forward now in citizenship. And I am going to suggest to the man the head of it that he tries to tie in with Friends of the Land to find things like this to the practical problems of this citizenship. I wonder if I've got the literature in which you started all this thing. I think I've got the correspondence. Tell you what I'm going to do with your permission. I'm going to, can I have these or you?
Yes.
All right. Now I'll tell you what I'm going to do, if you don't mind. I'm going to take these, plus the original correspondence that explains the thing a little bit, and I'm going to send it over to Bill Russell, who's president of Teachers College and who's running the citizenship program for me. And I am going to ask him to send you such literature as he thinks might help you in your program, particularly that part on the American way of life and so on. And in turn, seek from you things that, or from whoever you put him in touch with, seek from your group material that might be useful in our citizenship training program. And it just might be that this, you see, we're tied up. You know about Roy Larson's citizenship? All right, we're tied up with that, you see, we're in with that. I think that you've got an ideal thing to tie into that. And
I need a lot of guidance. Well, it's a little bit further than the university. South. 20?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Hey, I've got to talk about you.
While our citizenship program really centers, one thing I thought about, it centers in the high schools. See, while it's run by Teachers College, we bring in teachers from high schools and get them going, and then we go and establish the thing in the city. And our program is a practical one. See, it isn't mere just getting up and teaching. We're speaking out and bringing in the city council, the city school board, the city everything, and making them work right to these kids. And it's a most amazing program. Now, if we could drag into it, and dovetail it with something like this, a practical program of the community, and so that they would learn about conservation and their responsibilities toward conservation, responsibility of a housewife, just as well as responsibility of the farmer, about that soil out there is producing wheat and the water that's growing. Well, yes, of course. Yes, I know. I understand that, but what I mean is that our school, I mean our program, is not confined to CASA. Its whole basis is cooperation between civic bodies in the town and the school. That's its whole basis. Can't be done. The scheme they're working on now could not possibly be carried out just by a school. Couldn't be done. It has to have collaboration.
Well,
so
we organize and say what we do. We organize the business in the town. And we get those business men.
Yeah.
To bring these students in to the meeting.
Yeah.
And have them recognized.
Oh, that's that's what we're. What I think we must do, and you know, I've got the very great feeling that once we could, on the psychological side, show the youngster so that you would have that union, a better union of understanding between the older man and the kid, then if you could turn that over and paper and the businessman feel closer together, we would gradually begin to adhere to a few basic doctrines we now have to follow. And I think most of our ills would be cured. I really do. That's right. And I think that therefore, the more ways we can find to get this done, the more enthusiasm that we can get on it, the more organizations, therefore, that tie in together, you begin to multiply the force. And pretty soon, they might have in all 48 states going a mile a minute. Then we'd be somewhere. Then we'd be somewhere.
I mean, it can be done. It's going to take some leaders over the country to do it. Of course, when you run into technical men, they have a different idea. Well, it's true, we don't know much about this, so.
Understanding of those truths out and of the consequences of violating those truths. So that,
well, I would that for God's sake, let's get the basic facts and whether Texas is better qualified to raise blue stem grass than Les Padiza. Well, let's find it out and find out whether you ever have the things you do know.